Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for August 1st, 2026 and the days ahead. Well, folks, welcome to August. Hey, how was that full moon last Wednesday? Wasn't it spectacular? Oh, well, we couldn't see it behind all those clouds up here in the Penobscot, but one thing for sure is you probably felt it. Oh, something big was going on. The full moon occurred in Capricorn, opposite the sun in Cancer. Now, that could very well have stirred up some area of your life. Certainly raised tides pretty high up here. Now, the Cancer-Capricorn axis is about how we balance emotions. Cancer is a very emotional sign. It's cardinal water. Capricorn is practical. It's cardinal earth. The gift of this full moon is to keep your emotions from going overboard, off the deep end, drowning in feelings, and so forth. With Capricorn's grounded, practical sensibility, emotions are wonderful, and the blessing of this full moon is to be aware of your emotions such that they don't get you into a tizzy. Full moons always illuminate or even enlighten some part of your life, so somewhere in your birth chart falls the Capricorn Cancer axis, and that was what was stirred up. That said, we are in the eclipse season, and eclipses definitely stir things up. People can feel out of sort, enervated, lack of energy, fatigue, just kind of weird. And an eclipse, this one is happening on August 12th. It's a total solar eclipse. The sun energy is totally blocked. Now, the path of that eclipse, a path of total darkness lasting 2 minutes and 18 seconds, goes over eastern Russia, Greenland, Iceland, and northern Spain. Imagine that, total darkness for 2 minutes. Now, an eclipse has been described as a pothole in the energetics of the zodiac. They're also known as harbingers because things happen when something crosses into that pothole. Well, that happens on November 3rd when Mars goes over it. You don't have to look at your calendar to see that November 3rd is Election Day. Well, we'll have more on that in the days ahead. Now, the newest energy shift right now is Venus, the planet of love, romance, art, personal finances, moving into Virgo. Ah, Virgo, that mutable earth sign of service and good work and being kind of critical. Now, this is a watch-out transit because Venus is debilitated in Virgo. Why? Because when Venus is in Virgo, it's said to be critical. If you do not want to upset a relationship, avoid being critical. Now, Venus stays in Virgo until September 1st, and Venus in Virgo calls for extra patience, practical care, and realistic expectations rather than perfection. Like they say, when you're in paradise, don't complain if the grass isn't cut. Now, finally, today's moon is in Aquarius, that fixed air sign that has a guy pouring water from the heavens onto the earth below. Now, moon in Aquarius is an energy of the intellect, science, progress. It's the we the people energy. Could be some expressions of that today, as more revolutionary feelings take hold across the globe. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person that rules their stars and a fool that is ruled by them. In other words, don't get carried away. That's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on 89.9 FM Blue Hill, streaming around the globe at WERU.org. Or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.